Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening today. Today is Wednesday. It's a wise Wednesday, July the 20th, 2016. We have a live show for you today. Brother Davis is in queue waiting, and we're going to jump into the important parts of the show. Let's take care of some of the very important administrative things that we need to take care of, and that is supporting Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And how can you do that? By giving some of your financial energy, so important, so that this network can continue to grow and continue to get out the information that is specifically targeted for this demographic, for you, and to ensure that you have a voice and that you have a place where you can receive information that is not media, mainstream media propaganda from the different mainstream media outlets, such as the all of the three letters symboled or three letter acronyms that have been nothing but tools of oppression for so many centuries and so many decades and millenniums of time, so that you can get information that you and your family can use and our community can use for its overall beneficial good and to decide in a self-determining and sovereign way. So how do you do that? You can give financial energy. What is financial energy? The same energy that you receive your overall pay in, the same energy that is used to maintain the overall yourself, your family, and their everyday business, that is financial energy. And you can do that by making contributions of cash to the network. And you can do that by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com/digital black media campaign, the crowdfunding campaign. Just go to the Black Talk Radio Network page, website, and look for the crowdfunding digital black media. And you will see the crowdfunding campaign that's there. And this is how you can engage in it. You can do it right there on the website by donating, hitting a donate button, and or you can use PayPal. But these are the three ways in which you should and could give financial energy to this network. One, by making option number one, you can make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less via You could do it via PayPal or by sending a check or money order, make the check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. That's make the check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And for doing that, giving a contribution of $24.99 or less, all contributions and donations are extremely appreciated. You will receive the monthly performance report for the radio station as well as social media operations via email. Make sure you leave a good email. Option number two, for just one penny more, you can make a one-time contribution of $25 or more. And in addition to receiving the monthly email reports, you will receive a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation for your contribution. To receive more than one t-shirt, all you would have to do is to give an additional $25. T-shirts will be given in intervals of $25. So for every $25 contribution or donation that you make, you will be eligible to receive a t-shirt. So if you want two t-shirts, $50. Three t-shirts, $75. Four t-shirts, $100. And so forth and so on. So make sure you leave a good forwarding address, email, and also the size for each t-shirt that you are expecting to receive. So that's option number two. Option number three, become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports, your free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt, and you will also be eligible to receive gifts from the network from time to time. This is very, very important, and it's very, very important because it takes financial energy in order to, it takes cash in order to, currency in order to keep this network running. Scotty right now, as we speak, is battling a problem that he has to fix for the network. And if Scotty is there, Scotty, could you just tell, you know, everyone what some of the things that you have to invest in because of some of the current occurrences that have happened recently?
Yeah, the radio server is down right now. So what that means is that if you listen to Black Talk Radio or any of the other stations that's on the platform, you can't reach them because the host can't connect to the server. Because yesterday there was some content that I produced that drew quite a bit of attention from people who don't like us expressing our free will and you know, challenging some of the thinking that's out there, or challenging some of the threats that's being made towards our community. So for the second time in our going on 8 year history, you know, they've managed to knock our server offline, and it was went offline about maybe 9 o'clock last night, right before we was to go on air with a program, and still trying to get it back online. I do have some help, of course, on that kind of technical stuff, so I have people working on it, but I'm gonna have to invest, man, in securing the sites a little bit better, because, you know, we never had really had these issues before. But then sometimes, you know, I guess it's the political season and people are charged up, so, you know, I'm gonna look at, you know, securing all of the websites with like HTTPS, you know what I'm saying, a secure URL, yeah, instead of just a regular HTTP. We gonna get HTTPS,
a secure one.
Yeah, so that might knock the website offline while that configurate. So I'll probably do that on a Sunday. But, you know, these are the things, man, that you have to deal with, you know, when you try to run your own platform or run your own platform and try not to rely on outside people as much as possible. But that's what's
right.
going
and,
on.
And, yeah, and that takes, you know, a cash infusion and cash injection to do that. They're not going to just give you that. Everything today with today's show is still going, no problem, and it will be resolved, so you can actually still hear the show. But that's something that, you know, Scotty has to invest in, and this is where your financial contributions will be going towards to ensure that this network is able to stay on. So it's critical that we support this network, because if not, we lose it. And that's not something that we want to do. So everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. And if you can do more, do more. And it's something that is critical in order for us to continue. I need to do my monthly contribution today, right after the ratio, or while Brother is actually do that while the show is going. So this is very, very important. And thank you, Scotty, for what you're doing. And we're going to continue to support this network, because it is critical that we have it, especially in this moment in eternal history that we're in right now. So let's go to our Facebook page and let's check out what's in the news before we jump into today's show, Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis, who is in queue and ready to go. So let's jump into what's in the news. Let's take a look at what's in the news. So if we go to Tando Radio Show on Facebook, that's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show on Facebook, you can check out some of the articles that we have posted there. And let's start with two articles from yesterday. My brother Roz has sent, he sent me a couple today. Wasn't able to review them all just yet, and then I'll put some of those in as well, and my man Jambone as well. So first article comes from, and I said thanks, Roz. This comes from, what is this, apnewsarchives.com. Oh, this is a good article. Everyone should not pass up on this one. Brother Roz, thanks for sending this one. Middle class Venezuelans liquidate savings to stockpile food. Check out this article. We're going to talk about this probably later on this week and actually go through it. Very, very important. Good article for you to take a look at and to know and to see what's going on, because what's happening in Venezuela is not something that is going to be uncommon. It is actually going to be the norm, but it's going to be a very significant part of the, in my opinion, the American history relatively soon. You know, during the Great Depression, there was a saying that came out of the Great Depression, and that was that you heard when people say that when they want to make you feel ashamed, or when you were wrong about something and they wanted to put it in your face, they said that they made you eat crow. Well, what a lot of people didn't know where that came from is that during the Depression, that the overall the hunger throughout this country was so vast that people was it actually made them eat crow, and that's where the term came from. Eating crow came from during the Depression, where people were relegated to actually killing crows to eat them. And that's where that comes from. And this is something that is cyclical and is going to return. And I just want you to be more prepared for it than the people of the Great Depression were, even though they were hard, you know, they had a position that we don't have anymore. They were able to do things that we have lost touch with. They were still able to farm. They knew a lot about farming. They knew a lot about self-reliance, and they were basically almost self-sufficient in so many ways. But once the Depression hit, it even struck them to the core. So imagine what it will do to the domesticated, the completely corporate domesticated people and social societies as we have now. So middle-class Venezuelans liquidate savings to stockpile on food. And this is a great, great article, and it was by Associated Press. Check out this. We will also check this out, but check this out also. Next article, another one that we talked about with Brother Roz real quickly yesterday. Thousands of Venezuelans cross into Colombia again for food and other goods. Check out that article. Critical article. Next article. This comes from Sputnik News. I had a couple of things from Sputnik News today. I always like to go outside of the United States to get news. But here we go. Worse than the Brexit. How Italy banks can ruin European economy. Check this out. Very good one. And this one was sent to my man. Thanks, Brother Kev, for saying that. Here we go. Next article comes from Reuters. U.S. says its forces will keep operating in the South Sea of China. Check out that article. My brother Jambo says, laugh out loud. No matter who wins the election, they say, shaking my head. Yeah, you're right, Jambo. So true. And that comes from Reuters. Next article. Sorry about that. It was a double feed. I'm going to get rid of one of those articles. It was the same article. But the next article not article, but the next one is for today's show with Wise Wednesdays with Brother Davis. Very, very important show Brother Davis is about to bring to you. Glad that you are all here. Be ready at any time to call in with any questions or comments that you would make, because this will only help you, help us, and collectively do a beneficial good to all. So next article, CalPERS reports lowest investment gains since the fiscal crisis, and this is this is the largest U.S. public pension funds in the country, and is having some. Check out that article talking about the woes that pension fund is going to have, and that's going to affect many, many people. So you want to know about that. Next article comes from Sputnik News, and this one, the huge decisions straight. The plot strains the pot. Stirs the pot. Both South Sea China agrees on agreement on the horizon. And this was my commentary for this. The U.S. won't like any backdoor deals at all, but it will happen. The Philippines and Taiwan see the handwriting on the wall. They will move towards China, which is a runaway from America. In my opinion, as we said on Monday, and I said before in the past, because they actually Taiwan and the Philippines were the last countries to enter Asian Investment Infrastructure Bank, the AIIB, as a founding member, that told me everything, is that the Philippines and China, and the Philippines, excuse me, and Taiwan plan on aligning themselves with China. And this is going to cause some major, there will be some arrogant response from, in my opinion, from the United States because of this. So watch what happens in the Philippines and Taiwan from here on out. And this is something that I think that they will actually prevent by means of engaging in a war to prevent that from happening, because the South Sea of China is going to be critical in the near and in future, especially in the new economic paradigm that's being established. This waterway will be one of the most strategically important waterways in the world, which it is already, but its overall expansion of influence is going to be even greater. So check out that article. That's why there is a fight there. Next one, next article from Sputnik News. Polish foreign minister says up to 100,000 NATO troops to be deployed in country. As many as 100,000 North Atlantic Treaty organizations, which is NATO, soldiers will be deployed in Poland as a part of the alliance expand military presence in its country. Wait, this is where you start to try to envelop and to encircle the Soviet Russia, and they, in my opinion, are not going to stand for that. Next article, Theresa May says yes, she's prepared to kill hundreds of thousands in a nuclear attack. Check out this article and my commentary. Do you see the plan here, folks? These are the small indications that what is on the horizon and what is being planned. They are giving you hints, subliminal messages, and tells as to what the plans are in the future. So check this article out. Very, very important. Next article was from actingman.com. The day they killed the dollar. Check out that article. We will check this one out also. A really good one that's there. So that's what's in the news. Listen, everyone, if you're interested in transferring your cash into real money, you can contact us at Prosperity Mint and actually engage in that. If you would like to purchase precious metals, silver, gold, platinum, palladium, or rhodium, I would say you could go to Prosperity Mint, check out some of what we have in stock and what's the products that we have. But before you purchase, don't purchase. I would say contact me by texting me at 951-790-8330 before you purchase. Don't purchase there online. Contact me first so we can go over some things so that we can get you exactly what you need and have just a quick brief discussion on what it is and what you can expect in everything else. Do that before you purchase there online. Please, please, please just follow that, and that will be a benefit to you. Is for a benefit to you. Trust me. All right? So now that's what it is. Okay, so now let's jump into today's show. Today is Wise Wednesday. Brother Davis is in queue. Let's bring Brother Davis up. Brother Davis, welcome to Wise Wednesday.
It is always good to hear the voice of a friend. How
yes,
are you,
it
my
is.
Brother?
What's going on? I'm good, Brother Davis. Fantastic. Please don't forget, the next time that you and Sister Davis are relatively close to the Dallas area, Dallas-Fort Worth area, let me know so that we can actually catch up.
Absolutely. Absolutely, brother. Listen, I'm trying to do a number of different things right now, but I'm definitely going to make that happen the first opportunity I get. Okay, let me first welcome to the brothers and sisters to the night show. It's always an exciting time to have a chance to share with you a bit of what we need to be prepared for as times begin to go through its changing process. One of the things I wanted to point out to you right away is that our responsibilities are our responsibilities. So that means that your responsibility to you makes a contribution to the whole. And I say that because literally right now, we are being inundated in the United States. You think about it. What they don't want to use is the term genocide, which is what they're doing. But they don't want to use the term victimization, which is what they're doing. They don't want to use the term isolation, which is what they're doing. So to give you an understanding about isolation is how the news system works. Do you realize that one man owns 70% to 75% of the news networks of the world? And you think for 1 minute that he's not working in conjunction with people, other people who have that kind of power? So literally, we are being kept from the news around the world. We have literally been the victims of, should I say, corporate control on the highest scale. Now, if I'm telling you that, then you should realize that every contribution that we put in as far as our time and our resources is needed. Tonight, I'm going to help you focus on understanding that you must learn nutrition. Why? Because your body will no longer function on emptiness when your nutrition or your food content or volume is changed. And if you're used to 3 meals a day in diverse times, scratch. And I'm going to tell you, when I say scratch it, I mean there's going to be some days where you don't eat at all. So you're going to have a wisdom about yourself and turn, be able to apply that wisdom to all of those people who are in your group. One of the main things I want you to understand is there's certain things you must, and I repeat, must have, and one of those is water. You can't get around it. Your body, the world, the earth is sustained by water. If you look at it this way, if the earth did not have rain, what processes would stop? You see? Well, we are is a walking universe. So if we don't have water, certain processes stop, which causes what's called a rippling effect. One thing affects another thing, affects another thing, affects another thing. And before you know it, you'll begin to realize that something happening in a different part of your body is being directly affected behind the fact that you don't have water, although you may be convincing yourself that your body's not thirsty. And you will do that. Your mind will play many, many tricks on you. That's why I've been working with you to understand the importance of categorizing your thought process. Now, the reason goes far beyond one show. So let me hit on some basic things first. One, anytime you go through emotional transition, your brain goes through a biochemical process. And that biochemical process, it would depend on how it interprets the physical reaction to your thoughts. Your thoughts are telling your body to what degree of problems that you may be having or about to encounter. All right? Now, in the case of understanding that, have you ever been in a situation where you felt threatened? And all of a sudden, you feel that little bit of twinge of tension. And as you feel that twinge of tension, depending on how that threat begins to surmount, your body is starting to already communicate with that thought process. It's out of your control, because at this stage, you haven't begun to identify the importance of how your body operates if you did not take the time. And it is so important for us to take the time, because just as your body is going through a biochemical process, you can control that. But you can't control it just because you feel it. You have to control it because you can identify it and know the triggers to be able to get your body in a process of control. Now, I've given you a show on fear, and I told you when fear embraces you, there's a biochemical process that takes place. Well, these are similar, and only because they are telling your body there is something that may happen and you may need a influx of nutrition in that area. In the case of fear, it might be a flight or fight circumstance. So if it is, your body is building and making the chemicals in which your body would need to be able to take flight or to fight. You see, our minds are what computers are designed behind. And the reason being is because we have the ability to process things fast. So now a computer has the so-called ability to process things faster, but they don't process things with imagination. They process things step by step according to the program. You process things through the identification of your focus and your circumstance. And your mind processes these things according to the vision you may have. Okay, there are some situations that let's just escalate right away, and then because you have the ability to, your oracle in that situation, where you can talk as an orator your circumstances into a change process. All right, say, perfect example. Say somebody walks up to you with a knife and says, "Give me your wallet." And you look at him and say, "I ain't got no wallet." What you did was throw his circumstance back at him. So naturally, he's threatening you with a knife. So what you're doing is stepping back and saying, "Man, look, I ain't got no wallet. I ain't got no money. And I wouldn't bring it in this neighborhood if I had it." Well, he has to identify with his circumstance. When you force it back on him and stay away from him, eventually he's going to identify that you may not be the only person looking, and his fight or flight consciousness will kick in, and he will do one or the other. This is the nature of human beings. But see, now you are beginning to relax because the danger is gone. But what if you could control that process? What if when danger came to you, you went into a mode of processing thought, moment to moment? You see, you got to teach yourself these things. And the same thing is true about food. You have to be able to eat the things that's going to supply you with the nutrition that you're going to need in order to surpass the challenges of that day. And the reason why I point it out to you like that is because I want you to see the purpose that your mind plays in both of those scenarios. And if you're not on your game, meaning that you're sitting around or you're hoping or you're looking, because see, some people are going to be looking to victimize others, and you're looking to do something to that nature, then literally that's what your mindset is going to be on. And you literally surrender your power at that point, especially if you're looking to take advantage of someone. And you're thinking, "Well, why do I surrender my power?" Because literally, you cannot use your power to perpetuate a negative thing without it having a definite end. And sometimes that end can be a mistake that happens if somebody dies. It changes the whole dynamic. And you see, that's why there's so much crime, and people are losing connection with themselves that is going on out here in the street now. Because fear is being perpetuated on the news. So I'm going to talk tonight about how we can eat and how we can literally train ourselves so that when fear hits or when anger hits, you can be able to control how your emotional reactions are to it, so that the biochemical processes that go on to your body do not drain your nutrients, so that you can meet whatever is the demand is going to require of you. So this is in a nutshell in the direction we're going to be going tonight. We're coming up on a break, so at any given time I want you to call, because this is going to go into the cosmology of subjective and objective realms. And the reason why it has to is because it's going to make you learn you. I'm looking forward to coming back to you, brothers and sisters, Brother Davis on Wise Wednesday.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. I'm really excited about opening the door to giving you understanding of the importance of nutrition in diverse times. Because, see, now I can also allow you to take and make the phone calls that are going to answer the questions that I need you to give me, because there's a plethora of information. Do you know that whenever you are in a situation of distress, that your spinal cord is really the main director of how your energy is dispersed in your body? So therefore, when you get up, and I do this to this day, I get up in the morning, I might do bends and touches, bend over and touch my toe four or five times. I might do four or five squat thrusts. I'm waking my body up so it'll understand that now we have reached a point where we want to begin our day. Okay? Now, this is after I meditated in the morning. And the reason why it's after I meditated in the morning, because the first thing you do in the morning sets the program up for your whole day. All right? So after I do that there, then I'm looking for what I'm about to eat, because I got to put some nutrition in there early, because I don't know how long my day is going to be. That is what happens in diverse circumstances. You don't know how long your day is going to be. So you want to get some fiber in there. So what do you mean I want some fiber? Yeah, I want something that literally when it's in my stomach, my body can start to process it and take not only the nutrients out of it, but fiber is what gives the filling of those nutrients in a hole in the enzymes of your body. The enzymes are taking this fiber to different parts of your body so that it literally is giving nutrients to a laden area. Now, what does that mean? That means that, say you in the morning are going to the river for water, and you have two big buckets, and you're carrying these big buckets to the water, and you're noticing a whole lot of other people, because you have to understand, you will not be one. You will not only be the one. There'll be a whole lot of people in your circumstance. But now you get down to the water, and you realize, as you look around getting your water, there are people down there who don't have buckets. but they want water. Okay? So now you have to understand your water is game. You have to have the nutrition in your body so that if your mind tells you you have to take flight, now you got to take flight with water. You see, it's important what I always say to you about envisioning yourself to believe you can achieve the impossible, because I'm putting my mind in the frame, in the concept of achieving whatever that challenge or that task is before me. But you're going to have to give nutrition there. I was talking to a friend today, and we talked about daisies. And you know what's interesting? Dandelions. And he was talking about how there's so many things you can do with dandelions and the preparation of dandelions. And I said, yeah, and you know what else? You can take those dandelions and you can dry them out and you can use them for a number of different things at a later date. And he said, you know what? I didn't look at it from that standpoint. I said, as well as being able to cook them in a manner that is different than the way you would cook them if you prepared them when you first pulled them. So now that should tell you there is a certain nutritional value to those dandelions. So that would open up an avenue for you to say, I wonder what he means. Do your own due diligence. I'm not going to take you step by step. One of the things that I also encourage you to do is to think in terms of your group. How many people in your group are eating? What do you have to eat? Is it enough for everybody to go around? And do you have to ration it? Understand this. When there is an order and control, you will get the most out of it that everybody can endure. And when I say that, I mean your enduring that day may only be
okay. We lost Brother Davis really quickly. He should be coming back any moment. So just hold on, hold the lines real quickly, and we'll get back to Wise Wednesdays with Brother Davis. And so true where he was going with the overall groups and the group size and everyone participating in how to maximize those efforts. So, hey, Brother Davis, your line got knocked out. Give us a call back. Let me see if I can text him very quickly. So in the interim, we're just waiting for Brother Davis to come back. And let me text him real quick. 1 second, everyone. It's hard for me to do two things at one time. So we're
So the cross, what we're talking about, that the African stands at the crossroad, stands at the crossroad of human history. And here again, Africa is preparing to again stand at the crossroad to lead the rest of the world that did not exist in history. What I'm saying, not that the Greeks did not exist, or certain aspect of the Asians. What I'm saying, that no one knows them in history during that particular time when the Africans were already setting the framework for human civilization. Let's go back. Let's go at 4100 before the Common Era, as you would say, BC. And see if you see any Christian there standing up.
Interesting.
Okay, Brother Dave.
I'm back, brother. That was strange.
Okay.
And I don't want to go into it. But listen, we want to put ourselves in the frame of mind so that we are prepared to meet the need. And when I say meet the need, when like I was telling you about that oatmeal, well, that oatmeal may be kiwa, or it may be dried kale or whatever. But it's nutrition to the body. So we got to look at it that way. If you think that you're going to have steak and potatoes, you're sadly mistaken. Because if there's anything like that out there, those people who literally are in control are going to get that. You know why? Because they think that is what they need in order to meet the standard that they're going to set on them. So we got to think from the standpoint of how we can get the best nutrition out of what is around us. Always look around streams. You'll see things growing like spring onions and that sort of thing. Those things come in handy. Always try to have a plastic bag so when you find something, you can put it in the bag, and if you just have to wait till you get to a safe place to lay it out and dry it in the sun. But there's always a way, but you have to do your due diligence. Now, what makes that important? If, say, it's greens or onions, and you literally pull them, you take them with you as you travel, and you get some time in the afternoon, so you go to a place where you could lay them onions out and come back for them in an hour or two. Well, that is excellent, because when you come back for them, you can literally just eat those onions, because those onions give you what's called fire energy. Now, what is fire energy? It's energy that when you eat it, it heats the system, okay? When I say it heats the system, I mean that it gives you those instant power. You ever have a drink and you feel like it's energized quickly? That's what it does. Though the nutrition is lasting longer in your body, but it gives you an immediate lift, all right? Any fruit and vegetables, especially those colorful vegetables, they are designed to give you not only a lift, but to reinforce your immune systems, because they literally, the more colorful, the more antibiotics that it has in it, as well as the nutritional value of that color. Now, colors are going to play an important role anytime you eat anything. And always, if you can, try to stick with a green, blues, reds, yellows. So we talking what? Kale, greens, blues, might be berries, blueberries, mulberries, those sort of things. Let's take reds, tomatoes, different aspects of the tomato family. And yellows might be onions. But all of these things play a role in how you apply your nutritional formula in order so that you can have all of the energy, nutritional needs met for the body that day. Now, my wife, she makes this dish, and I'm going to tell you, when she first started making it, it kind of looked strange to me. It kind of was just took me a while to understand her vision. But what she does is she makes this brown rice. And then when she's making this brown rice, she's seasoning it. And as she's making the brown rice, she's also, she's not actually cooking the kale. You could say she's blanching the kale, okay? And she'll blanch this kale, and she might add some onions to it, and then she mixes it together. Now, understand the dynamics of nutrition that I'm talking here. She mixes it together, so now we have a blend of kale, onions, brown rice, and seasoning. Now, you know what? When I first tasted it, I liked it. But when I begin to understand her thought process behind it, I like it even more. Because, see, this is a type of meal that you can have one time a day and have enough nutrition to be able to meet the needs of the whole day. And if you listen to the dynamics of how I told you she prepared it separately. And the reason why is because she's trying to keep the nutrition in to the substance that she was cooking, so that when she made the blend with the seasoning, it added just enough taste to it to make it good. And you can still separate the flavors as you consumed it. And the best part about it is that I'm getting fiber, I'm getting nutrition, I'm getting vitamin A, B, K, E. You see what I'm saying? And then if you're really fortunate and you can come across a tomato or something, now you're getting some lycopene, you're getting some riboflavin. And see, these vine fruits play a specific role in the dynamic of nutrition in the body too, so that when you really get a chance, you try to get as many as you can. And the reason why you try to get as many as you can is because there's so many things to do. The sad part about it is that when you do that, you're going to have something left over. And what is left over may still be used the next day, depending on how you prepare it and what you do with it. And one of the things that people don't talk about, when fruit or vegetables are what they call overripe, that means that the enzymes are really starting to gel and it's just about to approach the peak of ripeness. When things are at the peak of ripeness, they start getting soft because the flavors really start to come out. And at that point, then the mortar in the sun or the mortar in the atmosphere, the more that process is speeded up. We don't want to speed up that process if we can avoid it. But if we can't, don't throw it away. Because even tomorrow, although it may be soft, it still has nutritional value. And we have to understand that the importance of things like plastic bags will play, and being able to just put that in a bag, throw it in your pocket, and it might get mashed, it might get smushed or whatever. But whenever you decide to eat it, you still attain the nutritional value that's left in it. Now, does it reach a point where it can be rotten? Absolutely it does. But the bottom line is, you want to be able to at least discern that at the time, because a bird in the hand beats two in the bush. And the sad part about that is that that becomes a very good philosophy in diverse times. So listen, I really want you to call me, because I got a plethora of information. This food that's good for the heart, this food that's good for avoiding the dehydration of the system when the lack of water comes into play. There's opportunities out here. I got a book. It's called Indigenous Fruits and Vegetables, Seeds, Herbs, and Vegetables in the Different Parts of the Country. And you know what? We don't even realize a lot of the stuff that we can eat that is nutritional to the body because we haven't educated ourselves on that. You see, the reason why we are in the psychological position that we're in is because we've been ill-educated by the same system now that is victimizing us. So we have to literally educate ourselves so that we could elevate ourselves to get through this. A lot of people won't get through this, you know why? Because they're going to look for somebody to be their savior. And that is one of the primary reasons why the church and religion is so pivotal in this. They want people to believe there's going to be a savior. Well, I'm going to tell you something, and I'll be the first to tell you, there is going to be a savior. You! Don't sit back and wait for somebody to come along and think that you could take advantage of, or think that they're going to be compassionate enough to. You can't, especially if you got a family. You got to step to the forefront. And you women out there, it really becomes servitudic when you possess this knowledge. Because, see, women always look at things on a greater perspective than a man does, okay? Perfect example is, a man may see a bag of beans and see dinner. A woman may see a bag of beans, and she may not only see dinner, she may see breakfast, and she may also see a sab or something that we're not aware of that's in her thought process that is not in ours. So everybody plays a key role in surviving diverse circumstances. Okay, so now, remember, we was at the river and you was getting the water, and somebody, you looked around and you seen people looking at you, literally.
Hey, Brother Davis.
Yes.
Brother Davis, I didn't mean to cut you off, but it's a question that I wanted you, a statement that I wanted you to elaborate on, or to give your thoughts on. Very, very, I hope a lot of our listeners are picking up on this. Is very, very important what Brother Davis is talking about. You know, Brother Davis, when we talk about you're talking about the blending that Sister Davis does, and how it provides for the nutritional balance of what you need for that day. And very, very important. Brother Davis, would you just tell some of our listeners the overall price points? And you talked about the book that you found, the price points on acquiring some of these things. Some of these things that Brother Davis are talking about, and once you become aware of them, you'll find that it is pennies on the dollar to actually get some of the healthier food that you have to prepare, you have to work at getting and putting together, because especially for us in our community that don't, a lot, many of us are on a very strict budget and we don't have the disposable income. This is the way to prepare for what's coming, and it's a more healthy and holistic way to not only prepare for what's coming, but prepare for everyday life, even in the midst of so-called the good times. So, Brother Davis, would you just talk about the price points and how cost-efficient this actual way of living really is?
Absolutely. Now, to give you an understanding, the book that I was just talking about, I got from the Amazon now for like maybe $9.88, but the value is can be unlimited. And why do I say that? Is because now this book allows me to walk down the street or in a park and look at something and be able to break it down to the nomenclature. Is it a vine? Is it a clover? Is it a grass? You see what I'm saying? Is it a mushroom? What type of mushroom? You know, you can't just eat any mushrooms because some of them will kill you. But if you had something that would help you disseminate a process of being able to evaluate what that is, now that becomes nutrition, okay? You might know, perfect example, you may know what trees are, but do you know what trees' leaves you can eat? Because there are some trees that you can eat their leaves. You may not know what pawpaw is. Where I live, pawpaw is a natural grass that has these big leaves that grows on the shores of the Susquehanna River. Now, here's what's so unique about that. It's also a medicinal plant. So when I was doing my research, and believe me, I stumbled across this. This Asian lady would always come down to the river, and when she would leave, she would have a handful of leaves. Well, I took a picture of those leaves one day, and me and my wife was talking, and she said, let me see the picture. And then she went online, and she said, this is pawpaw. And I said, what is pawpaw? Well, the Indians used it for a plethora of tools. So she did more due diligence on it. And she found out that if you dried it out and you ground it up and you got a lacerated cut in your arm, you could put the pawpaw on the lacerated cut and wrap it up, and it will literally heal the cut. Now, it may not close it. There's a difference between having a cut that is big enough that requires stitches. But if it does require stitches, all you have to do is soak the pawpaw with some cloves, and that turns into a temporary numbing solution. Then you lay that numbing solution on the open wound, you cover it up, let it sit there for about 2 or 3 minutes, it will numb the skin, and you can sew the skin together so that the wound will not be gaping, and then you wrap the pawpaw around it, and it helps in the healing process. You talk about being ready. These are tools. Now, think about that. In those terms, that book that cost you $9 might have saved you from a major infection. You see what I'm saying? There's so many little things that are going to have great value that costs you minimal. But you have to learn how to seek them out and find them. People think, well, you know, I got a needle and thread here. Well, what can I do with it? Well, that thread might turn into a fishing line from time to time, or it might turn into the thread to mend clothes or mend a wound. But you have to have the vision to see it, because the value is not in possessing it. The value is in how you use it. And the best part about that is when you experience that, now that becomes a part of your mental capacity to understand there's something else I can do with it. So therefore, does it have a greater value as you learn to use it? Absolutely. And we're talking about small, minute things. How about duct tape? Duct tape may be something laying around your house you're not thinking about. Have you ever realized the multiple purposes that duct tape plays? I mean, people use it to cover cracks in their windows. They use it when it's a perfect example. You get cut in your arm and you're bleeding, you can put duct tape over that like it's a Band-Aid. And believe me, there are going to be times where you're going to want things like an ACE bandage or whatever, and you can't get it. You can wrap that thigh up in duct tape and be able to sustain the travel to where you're trying to go, or get to a place that would allow you the personal seclusion of being able to change it now, or to rest in comfort, because you are going to be able to do nothing, and I repeat, nothing in the open. because as night falls, you bring out a different type of human. And that different type of human, if he is not dealt with during the first course of martial law, and there will be many who will, because there's always somebody who thinks, well, if I could just sneak out tonight, I could probably go to Mr. So-and-so's and he's going to help me out. What if they're looking for that? There's going to be a multiplicity amount of people that put their lives in their own hands because they were not prepared. And a lot of them will not make it through the night. And we went over that, so I don't want to go into that again. But the purpose that you must play, especially women and men, because see, children are malleable. What does that mean? That means they're going to do what you tell them, okay? But I've trained mine now. Oh, yeah, I play games with it, like, see who can be quiet the longest, see who can hold their breath the longest. These things don't seem to be tools now, but they may have to be later. I even taught my grandson how to breathe out of a straw. Hold your nose, put your head under the water, and keep your mouth closed, and then blow out. If you can blow out, then breathe in slowly. When he realized he can do that, do you realize how empowered he came? Now, he doesn't know if he'll ever use it, but I know he knows how to do it. See, everything becomes an empowering tool, especially when you're dealing with children. So let's move on to understanding how nutrition works in the body. When the body is under duress, you go through different changes. Now, these changes are all in harmony. When nutrition's there, the heart is working right, the liver is working right, the kidneys processing all of the liquids to come into the body, and also foods, because you have to understand the kidney plays a major role in the body. A lot of people don't realize that, but the kidney plays a major role. You need to flush that kidney with water, okay? The lungs are functioning, the spleen, everything is everything is in rhythm. But when you start to lack water, then you're starting that dehydration effect, okay? And that dehydration effect starts automatically to heat the body up. Remember when I talked about fire and certain things literally can add heat to the body? Like when you eat that onion that I was telling you about earlier, that adds heat to the body. Well, that also serves everything serves as a positive and a negative when it comes to the body, all right? Because now it's a positive when it's heating the body up so it can build up energy so that you can burn it off, okay? But it's a negative when it's heating the body up because now all of a sudden your immune system has been compromised. Not broken, but compromised. Why? Because your kidney may require more of the nutrients in order to do its process, okay? And in doing so, you may decide at that point, well, I can sense that something is wrong, and I know I need water, and if you don't get that water, then all of a sudden you'll find that your breathing changes. Why does your breathing change? Because the energy that your kidney requires is going to a little bit function just beyond, it's going to require more oxygen. So if it requires more oxygen, your lungs have to supply that oxygen. But remember now, you're literally starting to go into a phase of where you're losing the water from your body. So the moisture is being taken from other parts of your body. And if you begin to identify this in the beginning, you may be able to get to some water. You might only need 4 or 5 ounces, or you may need 16 to 20 ounces, but you have to drink it slowly. Because when you drink it slowly, depending on the temperature of the water, it's going to have a different effect. And the reason why is because if you're drinking cold water, yeah, it's going to put out the fire, but it's also going to strain the system, because now the system that was on fire, it's been cooled down so fast, then now it has to work its way back up to a functional temperature. See, your body is a unique and the most advanced computer known to man. And it heals itself, but you must give it the tools that it needs. And those tools are nutrition and your thought process. What makes your thought process an important part of that? I'm glad you asked. Because your frame of mind is literally going to give balance to what you're trying to do with your life at that particular day, during that time, or whatever that challenge is before you. We're coming up. Do we have another break coming up here? Because I'm looking at about 7 o'clock. But I wanted
Brother
to
Davis.
Say
yes.
Yes. Okay, we're coming up on another break. So after the break, we're going to go into some detailed treatments of these very same things. And remember, this is Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Let me jump right in. The Asians believe in what's called the five elements. Now, the five elements are different aspects of the body that work in conjunction to make everything work as a whole, okay? So when there's something missing, it is called a disorder. Not that there's a sickness, but literally it causes the disorder. So what are the five elements? The five elements is wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. And the reason why is because when all of these are working in conjunction, they are working in what's called cycles, and they supply these sort of things, the nutrients, to what's called the meridians. The meridians are the circulatory systems that exist around each one of these organs, okay? Now, I don't want to go into a great deal of that, but I tell you that because I want you to understand that you can literally take care of your body on minimal amounts, but it requires you to have a certain degree of knowledge. All right, so I was speaking to you earlier about when your body does not have water and what happens to it. Well, literally, it affects your eyeballs. Did you know that? It is water around your eyeballs. Oh, by the way, it affects your brain because your water literally is in a pool. I mean, the brain literally sits in a pool, and that pool is based on the natural body produces, as well as the pineal gland and the eye sockets, the irises. All of these here play a role. And when I say they play a role, I mean when body's taken away from the system, it starts a process of dehydration. Now, when everything is functional, it generates, and literally it is the essence of how the body is governed, and the production and growth and balance of all of the fluids that are in the body are done because of an auto system that is already in your body. Now, what is that auto system? How do you know when to go to the bathroom? The system tells you. How do you know when you wanna eat? The system tells you. When you got a headache, the system tells you. That's why I mentioned the kidneys. The kidneys is the fundamental part that holds our continuous regeneration process in order. Okay? So when there is a response in the production, or should I say something is missing, then it's going to be felt in certain areas of the body first. And those areas of the body may open up your understanding to be able to say, What didn't I have today? You ever get cramps and you're wanting, somebody says, you know what, you didn't have enough salt today. That is the system telling you that what it needs is not there. And you may have to supply it with some water, or you may have to supply it with some salt, or you may have to come up with a system to get both of them in your system with one process. Okay? So, say tonight is soup night, all right? And with tonight's soup, we got, oh, maybe 3 tomatoes, 4 potatoes, but you want this to last. So now, as you make prepared the soup, you want to see how that you can cook it with the least amount of time, get the best taste, and also the most nutrients. Because at this particular time in this soup, the potatoes become the fiber, okay? And the tomatoes, that juice, that adds into the body's need for liquid, but the body knows it's not water. But during the body's process, when you are over inundated with a liquid other than alcohol, then that body can use that to a certain degree. And now I say other than alcohol, because alcohol literally dries out the system. So therefore, it's taking away from the production that the system needs to perform little tasks, like making saliva. And a lot of times, when your mouth gets dry, a lot of people don't think that it may be from the fact that they haven't had water in a day and a half. And I've heard people even say, you know, I don't drink water. Well, and I'm sitting here saying to myself, well, if you only knew. Of course, I could have said what was on the tip of my tongue, but you can't educate people in an angry state, because if so, then they become defensive. All right? So let's get back to the lack of water. Let's look at the muscle structure. You know, the muscles are a bunch of tissues that are intertwined around bones, that in order for that muscle to be flexible and functional, there has to be something going through there other than just blood. And the reason why I say other than just blood is because blood is what supplies the circulatory system in order to get nutrients all through your body. But water literally is the lubricant that allows the blood vessels to expand and contract. So these things are all working in harmony with each other, but you have to understand, you must possess the knowledge. Because if you wake up in the morning and your eyes are hard to open and that sort of thing, and when you get them open, it takes a few minutes to get clear, and then you ever notice that waxy buildup in the corners, that's a lack of water. Your body, during the course of the night, when it goes through its natural functions, it uses up a lot of water. So when it does, there's certain parts of your body that secrete what's called, I just can't think of the name of it right offhand, but it secretes it, and as that's secreted, if it's not wiped away right away, it will form a kind of like a flake, but that flake builds up, and all of a sudden when you wipe your eyes, you can feel that kind of flake around your eyes, because your body is telling you that is the secretion of a lack of water. What you should do now is, when you get up in the morning, the very first thing is drink a glass of lemon water, because now you're getting your body used to understanding that you have an understanding of its need for water, okay? Now, I mentioned that before, so it's just a little side note. I'm also encouraging you, please call, because there's so many things I'm trying to get across to you in such a short period of time. We also want to look at the effects, the rippling effects of a lack of water on your gallbladder. Look at I mentioned the kidneys, your urinary bladder, your small intestines, your heart, your spleen. All of these things are working in harmony when everything is right. But when something changes that dynamic, literally, you're going to have the insight, wisdom, and understanding to make sure that you can get that in. I spoke to you about the five elements. Let me get back to that, because that has a lot to do with what the supply of your body needs, okay? Why do I say wood? You ever see somebody chew mishwa? Now, mishwa is licorice wood. Or should I say wood that tastes like licorice, but either way it goes, It's a nutritional value, and as you chew that, and sometimes I used to not even chew it. I used to just let my saliva inundate it, and then as it got softer from the saliva, I would every now and then bite down on it so the saliva would go into my mouth, and I would get the nutrition from the wood to go down into my system. And I'm getting, at that particular time, it was vitamin K, it was vitamin vitamin I. It's like five different major vitamins that you are feeding your system. So when you get a chance to get a piece of mishwa or something, cut it down. Yeah, that's right. Cut it down to like 1-inch pieces, and then put it in your mouth and let it soak. And then when that one end soaks, turn it around so the other end soaks, and then put the whole thing in your mouth, because that way, as your saliva soaks it, it's bringing nutrition back into your body. That's literally going to reinforce your immune system. It's going to reinforce your all of your muscle structure. So we're talking about your heart, your legs, your thighs, your biceps. All of these things get fed through the little tools that, when they're applied, will make you stronger in your circumstance. Now, I mentioned to you about the pawpaw. Well, there's pawpaw in many places that I don't even know, but I know it's very plentiful in the Northeast, down far as south as, I think, North Carolina. Interestingly enough, North Carolina has muscadines. Now, I don't know if you know what muscadines are, but muscadines are these big, round, looks like grapes, okay? Well, those
we call them musky dimes. We call them musky dimes.
When you talk about somebody's backyard, they can speak up like that because they know exactly what I'm talking about. But these look like grapes are so full of vitamins and minerals. And I tell people all the time, because people like to eat the inside, eat that skin. That skin of that muscadine literally is highly full of fiber. And literally, now don't get me wrong, not all muscadine, everybody has a acquired taste for muscadine. But let me say this, if you get them in season, and down south, they're about in season right now. They are sweet to the taste, and the more you chew on them, the more nutrients you're putting in your body. Sometimes I just like to suck them out and then chew on the
They have a kind of sweet sour taste to me.
Absolutely, that's why I said it's
yeah, like a taste. Sweet sour, and yeah, I mean, when I first tasted them, it does taste kind of weird because they look like grapes, and your brain is expecting it to taste like a grape, but it has a special kind of twang to it, you know.
Absolutely. And you know what's interesting, though? A lot of people fail to realize that these indigenous foods, they can live off of the whole season, the whole time they're in season. And listen, when we say muscadine,
Brother Davis, you got a call just so you know.
Okay. When we say muscadines, we're talking about in that area that they are indigenous. They're not indigenous everywhere, but Scotty knows that is one of the tools that he could use in circumstances during its season. Okay, I'll take the call, Dave.
Okay, let's go to the caller. Welcome, caller, to the Tando Radio Show. You're with Brother Davis. What is your question or comment?
How you fellas doing today? Sam from South Florida. My question, I wanted to ask Brother Davis about, I think it's called psychotropic drugs. I think I'm saying it right. And Zyprexa and fluoxetine, I think it's called. I think other names for them are Prozac. And what exactly, because I'm presently in a situation where somebody has been taking these drugs, you know, that they're inhibitors, they work together. And,
yeah.
You know, they do what they're supposed to do as far as the mind, but they leave so much behind as far as residue in your body, the effects of the withdrawals coming off of it. So, and the person, they want to get off of them, but they're scared to just, you know, we don't have any resources to really go and dig and find out exactly what it is. We could do a couple things, but like I seen somewhere that, you know, turmeric, putting more turmeric in your diet, you know, help you out. but we had a kind of at a loss. Everything you look up, it points you back to the pills. You know what I mean? Put like kind of put you in a loop. Like they don't want to tell you what naturally you can get to help you with these things, with the combination with exercising and eating well and things like that. So I just wanted to ask you, or do you know of any herbs or anything like that to help with, I guess, mental illness to be broad? And I'm the
okay.
Right. Thank you.
Okay, not a problem, brother. Look, I'm glad you called. And one of the things about psychotropic drugs, they have been designed to be more potent through the process of making them into something else. A lot of people who are trying to get away from these drugs are literally changing their diet, and they're allowing someone else to control the understanding of how it's done. And the reason why they do that is because that way, all they have to do is stick to the schedule. Most of the drugs that I've known that literally shut down those type of drugs are not even available. They're like out of the Amazon basin area. You see what I'm saying? A lot of the South America, see, that drug literally is one of the main ingredients out of this Amazon area. So those drugs are also designed as a remedy. They're not designed as a cure. When you start coming off the dose, you should literally be fortifying your system with more liquids as well as exercise and food based, well, let me say vegetable-based foods, because anytime you incorporate meat in your diet, you incorporate anything that was ever, with that piece of meat ever ate. And a lot of times, that what that piece of meat has eaten is a trigger for things to happen to people who have mental health disease in their families. I was brought up with a cousin who had schizophrenia. Well, any time he was at our house, he was fine. You know why? Because it was the diet that my grandmother made that I wasn't even aware of at the time. Because he would just be fine one day, the next day he'd flip out. Well, as he got older and he was placed into a program, he got stronger because the person in the program literally helped him focus on his nutrition. The sad part about it was, as he began to really be, his character came back, because you know, if you're familiar with them, sometimes their whole character disappears. As his character began to come back, then he began to getting into a lot of other little things that led to his death that had nothing to do with drugs or nothing, but it had basically had to do with the fact that he was experimenting with herbs without knowledge. And sometimes that can be very, it could be a pitfall, because you've heard of the stories about Fin and all of those sort of things. Well, there is a residual effect if you don't understand the importance of the amount of that you're consuming and how often you're consuming. And the main thing is how well you know your body, because your body literally tells you different things, but you got to be able to identify them. But one of the main things when you're going through when you're coming out of a therapy like a psychotropic drug, is keep that energy flowing in his body, make sure he does a lot of bike riding, drinking a lot of water, eating a vegetable-based diet, and being around people who want him to recover. Because sometimes people think they're helping when they give them some of the same poison that put them there. And when I say some of the same poison, it might be a trigger, it might be alcohol, it might be wine, you never know. But the whole thing is, you want him around the people, those type of people, who would not introduce a trigger or something that may be a trigger to it. But brother, I'm gonna tell you something. It becomes a roller coaster from time to time. So I wish you all the best. I would suggest you.
That's what I was just going to say. Excuse me, brother David. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that's what I was just going to say. Yeah. That's what I'm fighting with. It's not the, and I can see it in her. She wants off the drugs, but she's scared because she from what she went through, I think it's a combination of her upbringing and the trauma and, of course, white supremacy. All these things have caused her to block away stuff. So the drugs, the drugs to me, because I'm around her all the time, the only thing that they do for her is just put her in a zombie state, make her reaction slow, make her mind slow down so she's not thinking so much. But just like you said, when she's off the drugs, oh man, my best friend is back. She's alert. She's snappy. She's the queen is back. But the mental damage is there. The mental illness is there. Like, she's one person from it's almost manic. And we were trying to get it. I'm trying to get this in the right words. So this kind of is a touchy subject. She wants to get off of the drugs. She knows she has to get off the drugs because the withdrawals have really they scare her. But she's caught because she doesn't know if she gets off the drugs, she's gonna hurt somebody, if she's gonna snap one day. She's searching, she's reading stories. The stories are like horror stories, you know, people on and off of them. And that's what I'm fighting with. Her making up in her mind that once she can accept reality and deal with it, and she don't have to block it in any kind of way, she can just deal with it. And I guess her fear of if that don't work, you know, do she got to keep running back and forth to the pills and dealing with withdrawals and dealing with the zombie? And I just, it's been going on for years now, and I've been trying, you know what I mean, just trying different things, adding more vegetables to her diet, because she's, you know, typical young black woman caught in the system, you know, had children at an early age, all that stuff. So I'm trying to
Why don't you try this? Now, the reason why I'm saying this is because I have seen different aspects of meditation work, but the person has to be render itself to it. When I say render itself to it, there's a regimen that comes in with changing a habit. Anything you do at the same time every day for 29 days or 28 days becomes a habit. So before whatever time she takes her medication, just sit down with her for 15 minutes and say, listen, let's try meditating so that we can build your strength up. Because once her mental strength is built up and she sees the power that she has when she's in a one state, meaning that she's in a controlled state where only she can control where she's at. In other words, we're trying to help her find a place of peace. When she understands that she can do that, it will empower her. And I've seen that done with several different circumstances. But like I said, they must be willing to sit down, put in the time, teach them how to what's called erase thought. And I know people say that sounds, but you could literally put yourself in a state where you could erase all the thoughts and find your place of peace. Once she gets there and realizes the power, she'll want to go there regular, because then she's strengthening herself to realize, if I can do this, then I can do that. See, a lot of times the fear that plays on us is not so much the fear of getting off the chemical as much as the fear of what may happen. So we have to teach her that she's in control through a state of meditation. Now, there's several ways of breathing, and when you go into different states of meditation. And one of the ways that I find to help people to be able to find their common place is when they count to four, and every time they count, they're going to say one, you take a little breath in, two, a little more, three, a little more, and when you reach four, make sure that the lungs are at capacity, and then do it the same thing in reverse. Let some air out, one. Let a little more out, two. Let a more and more out, three. And on that fourth count, all of the air should be out of her system. And tell her to focus on the count, because when she focuses on the count, she eliminates the possibility of what's called wandering thoughts. And I'm quite sure that if you've ever meditated, you know how thoughts wander in and wander out. But if she's focusing on her breathing, when she becomes confident there, she won't have to do it no more, because it will be a part of the process that she has learned. And believe me, when they become empowered like that, they'll find comfort in a meditative state where they're learning not only about themselves, but about the control that they have. Now, this is just a tool. I'm not saying that this will be the do-all, the end-all, but if you're at a stage where you're reaching out and trying to apply whatever you can other than that drug, I think this may be something that works for your advantage.
Hey, brother, let me add something real quick. Hey, Seth, everything that Brother Davis was saying is absolutely some of the practices you should incorporate with the family. One of the things with the psychotropic drugs is that the body has already been introduced to it and become dependent on it, so you don't want to go cold turkey off of it. You want to slowly process, wean it off, because those psychotropics get into the fat cells of the body, and it actually stores more of those psychotropics inside of the fat cells of the body than what is released for the initial dosage that has been taken. So there is a process. What I want to do is I want you to talk to this one individual that has done some great, great work with people. You got to call me, and I'm going to give you that person's number off air and offline, because that person I think can really, really help you with that. There's a process to that. You can't just go cold turkey off of that, because the body is already dependent upon it, and that the withdrawals will actually cause more problems. There has to be a weaning, a process where you can shorten the doses, take less of the dosage, and incorporate something else to replace it, so that the body can make that transformation to something that's more holistic and something that's much more beneficial and non-synthetic for the body. So definitely give me a call, because this is serious. And I know that this is something that you've been dealing with, the family has been dealing with, and they can definitely help you with that, with everything that goes along with the whole process of that. So definitely call me right after Tando, and I'm going to give you this individual's number, and you call them, okay?
All right. I still got your number, Dave. I'll call you right after, as soon as Tando is over with, I'll give you a call. And I appreciate
call me because you got to talk to this person. This person has helped many people, and I just can't give the information out on air.
Okay, no problem. And she even said that she was scared. She didn't want to go cold turkey because she felt that, you know, that would just be too much. So definitely, I'll definitely give you a call as soon as Tando's over with.
Okay, back to you, Brother Davis.
I'm glad to hear that, brother, because I'm going to tell you something. Everything that you do, and you must repeat this to her, everything that you do is an act of love. See, people fail to realize that love is nothing but action. And why? Because literally, you can act without anything in return, without any expectation of something for that act. And that's what love is about. And in your circumstance, brother, my heart goes out to you. I'm wishing you all the best. And if there's anything I can do call me. Because I'm going to tell you something. The only people going to save us is us. And we have to keep that in mind. So in saying that, let me get back to this last half hour. I wanted to really bring out to you about the importance of being able to be knowledgeable about several facets so that what you cook can also be what keeps you healthy and what mends you. When I say what mends you, I mean, people may have acid reflux. Well, if you have acid reflux, I wouldn't suggest that you go out and eat a 5-alarm chili. You understand? But you can eat something like sauerkraut, because literally what that is a fire in your stomach. What sauerkraut does, it induces a chemical reaction to take the fire out of the acid and bring balance back to the digestive system. And if you try it, you're going to find you'll feel a relief in maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes, because literally it's exactly what it's doing. But the only thing that makes these things work for you is the knowledge and applying it as you get it. You also want to keep in mind that a lot of the foods that you eat when you blend them, you have to be knowledgeable of their nutritional value. You have to be knowledgeable about sweets and the effect. You have to be knowledgeable about what kind of sweets. You can't give high fructose corn syrup to somebody who might have high blood pressure. But you can give them fresh berries. Why? Because it's a different kind of sugar. You see, the idea of being fortified in a diverse circumstance means you're going to have to go out and you're going to have to look and see what grows in your environment, where the berry trees are, the apple trees are, the pear trees are. All of these become food sources in diverse times. When I was a child, we had a lot of fruit trees around where I lived. And we used to climb the tree, the cherry trees, and eat the cherries in the tree. Then we'd climb up the pear trees and eat the pears in the tree. Well, one of the guys who had a pear tree, I'll never forget his name, is Mr. Pierce. He had a real old pear tree, beautiful. And I mean, the pears would come in and they would grow hard and green. They were sweet then. But the more they peaked, the sweeter they became. And then they got to the point where they were so heavy that they would fall out the tree because the vine, the stem, couldn't hold them any longer. But that's the natural process of that sort of fruit. So what we would do is try to catch them as they would fall during a certain time of year, because that saved us some time in the tree. You see, as a child, you don't think about these dynamics. But the universe, the solstice, the summer equinox, all of these single things to the human side of life. The living side of life, not the human side, because all living things are affected by these things. Even your body is affected by these things. And the sad part about it is Westernism does not teach you that, because if it teaches you that, you will want to know more. And when you learn more, then all of a sudden you become empowered. They don't want you empowered. They want you to understand that dryness can come from a lack of water retention. Or it can come from the fact that you're drinking a lot of water, but you're getting rid of a lot of water. Sometimes we crave different things, a sweet or a salt or a specific kind of taste. And we don't realize that until we get there, and then all of a sudden we're looking for what supplies that taste. You heard Brother Scotty talk about the grape that we talked about earlier, the muscadine. Well, when they're in season, there's nothing to sit out in the field and just eat muscadines all day. And for some people, especially during slave times when slaves were on the run, when they ran across a muscadine tree, don't think that they did eat as much as they could and carry as much as they could, because they knew the value of the nutrition that it brought to the body in diverse circumstances. We also have to be sensitive to be able to discern when we're not feeling well, and women especially, because women play a unique role in how the universe has been designed. So when a woman's system is demanding water, or may demand food, or may demand nutrients, we definitely have to fill that role. And the sad part about it is that we don't know all of the stuff that is in what's called the environmental grocery store. And I'm going to tell you something, I'm learning more every day, because I do so much traveling that sometimes we'll stop at a roadside fruit stand, or a farmer be out there selling corn, and you know, he'll say, well, how do you cook the corn in the truck? And my wife will say, well, sometimes I'll just dip it in boiling water. Other times I just let it sit on top of the truck for a little while. Or I wrap it in aluminum foil and let it sit in the window. And he's like, oh. But I've also seen her stick it in the oven without husking it. And then when she takes the husk off, it's juicy and hot. But these all become tools on how we prepare our food. Because you may not know it or not, but there are certain kinds of rocks that in a hot day, they retain the heat so well, that can become a cooking tool. But your knowledge of what is in your environment is going to be to your advantage. Always believe this, that if there's a greenery around, there's something you can eat. You just got to learn how to identify. If there's any fruit around in season, know what they are. Because guess what? Some days you might want to take the whole family there. And if they're mulberries, we have a mulberry picking day, because somebody who may know where that tree is, when you get there, they may already be there. The reality that are changing us on a daily basis are not beyond our being able to harmonize with other human beings and find common ground. So your knowledge might be what somebody else needs. They might be laying on the floor, stomachs all up tight. She might be having cramps. Well, if you know that when you come in with some Bragg's apple cider vinegar, you mix a little water in it, let it sit in the sun, and let her sip it, it relaxes her muscles. There's a lot of tools out there, but we got to educate ourselves so that they work to our advantage. A lady once said to me one time, "Why do you drink so much teas?" I get nutrition from the teas. My wife right now, her dad's backyard had a bunch of spearmint up here and peppermint, and he cut them all down, and my wife said, "What did you do with them?" He said, "Oh, they're laying out there waiting for you." She said, "Well, spread them around the table out there, so by the time I get back in town, if they're not dry, you could just stick them into a plastic bag, and I'll do the rest when I get back." And when she gets back, we have a process. I'm going to snip all of the leaves off, and she's going to take the stems, because she can grind those stems. She could dry those out, those stems, and grind them down. And I'll take the leaves, and I'll put them in plastic bags, because they become tea. Or they may be mixed with another herbs and roots to become an elixir. But you have to be knowledgeable. I told you before, there's a book out by Jethro Kloss called Back to Eden. Everybody should have that book. Everybody should have that book. And there's another book out I told you about in reference to the indigenous fruit in your environment. I mean, the indigenous vegetation in your environment. Everybody should have that book, because I don't want you to carry it around. Because when diverse times come, sometimes you're going to have to pick up that thing you don't know about and take it back to the book, because the book has a greater value when people don't know you have it, because you can use it as a tool. But if you carry that out with you, and somebody sees you picking something, and you're reading about it, and then all of a sudden you're picking more, and that book becomes valuable to them. We must always be thinking in terms of our circumstance. And one of the most unique things about us is that we can be survivalists if we have to. We can be doctors if we have to. We can be the patient if we have to. But we can also teach ourselves how to eat and stay healthy. But not if we have to now. We have to do this early so that we are prepared to meet the need later. So I'm encouraging you all again, call in. You have nothing to lose, but I'm going to tell you something. You can tell by the problems that I had on my phone tonight, which I can't explain, and what Scotty said earlier, that there's somebody who does not want you to get this information. And the reason why, you may have nothing to do with who you are or who we are. It may have to do with what they see is happening in the transformation process, and they don't want it to happen. But if we're here for you, and you're taking the time to sit down and listen to this radio show tonight, you should have the fortitude to have a pencil and a piece of paper right there beside you, so that you can write some of this information down and do your own due diligence later. I always, always emphasize your personal understanding of the very things we are talking about are the tools that will come to life in your time of need. Because if I'm not there, you know what you're going to say? Wow, what did Brother David say? So you lost an opportunity. My wife has this thing where she records. I'm sitting on a, we was on a phone call the other day on Saturday. And I came in, I said, "Well, what's going on?" I said, "Okay, well, what's up? Is that the call?" Because we do a conference call on Saturday afternoon. She said, "Yeah." She said, "But I'm recording." Well, she records the call because a lot of times the information that we get on the call teaches us about how to prepare our soils during the different times of the season, or what we should be using in that preparation process. Sometimes the calls are basically on just gathering fruits and vegetables so that you can have your compost, and how you turn your compost and what you add to your compost so it makes it better source when you spread it in your soil and turn your soil. Because when you turn your soil during the off season, then that's when the compost gets in and adds the nutrition to the soil, so that when you plant the following season, the nutrition and the nutrients that the soil needs is there. And listen, that's not even counting the knowledge that we get on knowing what the mix. Because in the Northeast, you may not know it, but there's a chemical called selenium. And it's not very good in the soil up here in the Northeast, but it's real thick in the South. So that soil in the South doesn't need it. But if you do anything up here, you have to add it. So what is the composition that you need to put together in order for it to produce selenium? Now, that may seem strange to you. So when it came up, I was told, and check this out, what you need to do is you need to get some ash from wood-burned ash or coal-burned ash, because that ash that used to be in the soil in the Northeast was in the soil because a lot of people had wood-burning stoves. And then they would take their ashes outside and they would put their ashes someplace so that they can add them to the soil during that process of bringing nutrients back to the soil. And that's how the selenium got in the soil. Now, you talk about somebody who just was knocked off his feet. Because literally, because of the way of life at that time, the soil achieved a certain degree of selenium that it does not have anymore. Why? Because modernization has come in and people are not burning wood no more. They're not burning coal no more. So the ashes are no longer getting to the soil like it did at one time. So yes, the knowledge that you possess becomes the tool that you can use, but you must know how to apply it. Because in the winter time, during these times, and the winter will come, you're going to have some heat. And if you have a compost pile, just think, if you got one piece of wood or two pieces of wood or charcoal, you could take them ashes outside and throw them into your compost pile, mix it up real good. So when you add that to your soil and you turn your soil, you're getting back a nutrient in what grows there that would not be available to you otherwise. So we're constantly evolving this process of learning how to be sincere, proprietors of this body of ours. And the reason being is because what I do will not help your body. Literally, it can help your mind if you get it and you apply it, but it cannot help your body. And those books I told you about, those books are like 2nd or 3rd revised editions. I would also suggest you get Dr. Africa's book. I can't even think of the name of Holistic Health. Dr. Africa's Holistic Health. He has a lot of things in that book that you can do from what's called a layperson's position. It doesn't require money. It just requires the knowledge to apply the information. And literally, it can be a tool that makes your house the place where people come when they're sick, because then they'll walk up to you and want to bother. Okay, well, what do you got today? Well, I found some onions down by the stream, but I've been having these here headaches, and I really don't have anything for them. Well, I got some turmeric tablets over here. So I tell you what, why don't you give me a pound of those onions you got at the stream, and I'll give you 50 of my turmeric tablets, and you take one in the evening before you go to bed and one in the morning when you wake up, and then see if that's functional enough. If that is, then you sustain that process. But if it isn't, then you might want to take 2. And the best part about that is if you find out what the trigger is for your headaches, you may not even need this. But you're going to have to know your body well enough to ask yourself basic questions. What did I eat today? What did I drink today? What is the purpose of what I'm trying to achieve today? Because literally, these are the things that are going to help you identify what your body's needs are. And everybody is entitled to an opportunity to grow about themselves. It only empowers you. I'm going to tell you, these things I can't even take you to. I do Qigong. And that's a way of breathing in order to help me be able to sustain a certain degree of level in my meditation. But when I'm not meditation, I still use the same breathing technique. So there's a lot of things we can do. And the reason why is because if I'm running or something, I want to be able to regulate my air intake so that my body can at least meet the need of why I'm running. And it may only be for a short period of time. But in stopping, I go into my breathing exercises so I can get my body back to a state of civility and move forward as fast as you can, because time will become a tool. And if you think for 1 minute that when these times get diverse, that you're not going to have to run to keep your stuff, because not everybody's going out every time I go out, and whatever group I'm in, that group is going to be well assured that if my plan is to get what I want and come back, I don't want no confrontation. But if I get into a confrontation, I'll be more than prepared, because I believe I can achieve the impossible in any circumstance, and that includes anything your mind could imagine. So I know that my mind literally is prepared, and we must think in terms of surviving at any cost. So hopefully you people understand that you don't have the luxury of offense. You don't have the luxury of being picky. You do not have the luxury of choosing your friend, because sometimes you'll make a friend out of somebody you least expect, because they'll respect you for what you bring to the table, and you'll respect what they bring to the table. Don't think that these corporate divisions, and that's really why America's divided. Corporations don't want you to see yourselves as one people. They want you to see yourselves as separate people so that you could literally put fences up between you. Guess what? Now corporations are saying, well, we're tired of it now. So we want you to keep that attitude, but we're going to take you all out for a little ride. Some of you will make it, some of you won't. I plan on making it. I hope you plan on the same thing. Because if so, then at the end, we'll be together. Or we can meet. But get the tools together. Right now, you guys should have shortwave radios. You guys should have a means of having water available to you or know where it's at. You guys should have food set aside or stored to some degree. You ain't got to have a great deal, but you got to have enough to meet the need. And if not, you got to put yourself in situations where you can build alliances that's going to help service everybody in the alliance, because that's what makes it work. And if we're fortunate, we'll get back to community living again, and we'll get back to looking people straight in the eye and accepting their word as their bond, and that be how our lives develop. Because until then, there are always going to be someone out here who's going to tell you anything, anything, to get what you got. 7:10, Dave. I hope you guys got something from tonight's show. I'm going to turn it back over to you, because once again, we are building in order so that we can become better and be here longer.
Great show, Brother Davis. And, a couple of things that I want to say, and I just want to thank Brother Davis for bringing this show on Wise Wednesday, another great Wise Wednesday. You know, one of the things that I would love to do on the shows is to just to get some of our listening audience more active in things, because I'm going to tell you, it's very important for us to be active in things, because that's where the learning process really explodes, where you start to give and you start to also you give and receive. That is where your attention really, really starts to, and your overall energy and your overall talents will be fully, fully engaged, so that you won't squander some of the thing, you know, some of the talents and capabilities that we have. So what I would love to do on one show is for the listening audience to call in with some of the best preparedness practices that they've engaged in, that they know of, and to actually share that because Brother Davis and many others in we have brought some very great information on preparing because we truly can care about you all. But there is also an engagement that has to happen so that there can be a full process, and I really do believe that the process of learning is not complete until you give away what it is that you learned. And Brother Davis has said so much tonight that was so true. The ash portion of recycling your overall ground is something that everyone should be engaging in. Burning wood from your fireplace, if you have a fireplace, or burning wood. If you are not in a flood zone, if you are not getting floods where the actual silt from the floods come in and rehab the overall ground in which you're going to be using as your planting beds or the ground that you're going to be planting seeds in, the actual growing process of growing fruits and vegetables and food will actually drain the soil. Corn is one of the greatest drainer of the soil. You actually need to incorporate ash as part of that, and there's other things that you need to incorporate to rehab that cycle. Never ever take whatever you have land and you have a farm. You want to coordinate off and farm certain areas and give it time to rehab, and then go to another spot and go there. So it's so much information. Great information, Brother Davis. Thank you. But that's one of the things that we want to do. We got a caller that's in queue. Brother Davis, you still there? Is in queue. He just popped on a minute ago. Here we go. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your question or comment for Brother Davis?
Hey, greetings to you, Brother Davis and Brother Dave, and to Brother.
What's up, Brother Ross?
How you doing?
Right. Go ahead, bro. Go shoot. Shoot.
I just wanted to just drop a couple of things. First, I just wanted to say that for those who may not be aware, weeping willow can be utilized as aspirin. That's my wife's favorite plant. You can actually use it to facilitate healing of headaches, muscle cramps, menstrual cramps, rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, and other illnesses. There were two books I wanted to just give out the titles for, and I'm going to compile a book list to send to you, Dave. One is called 100 Deadly Skills, the Navy SEALs Operative's Guide to Eluding Pursuers, Evading Capture, and Surviving Any Dangerous Situation by a retired Navy SEAL named Clint Emerson. And another one is called Basic Herbs for Health and Healing by Rashan Abdul Hakim. It has a lot of natural herbal remedies from the Caribbean and the Americas as well that might be able to help people. And I'll also, Brother Dave, I wanted to send you some information because I did catch the brother that was calling in earlier in regards to the issue that his wife was having with the psychotropic drugs as far as dealing with pain. And I'm going to send you an email with some information that maybe might be able to help this brother and his family, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you, Roz, for all the stuff, and we'll definitely post that in the Tando. And then we're going to do a show just strictly on people calling in with different things that for preparedness. And I think that is going to be a powerful, great, great show. And we're going to probably do that on a weekly basis. I think that's so, so needed. So thank you, Brother Roz, as always. Great information. Scotty, thank you. And Brother Davis, as always, looking forward to let's stay in communication because we are going to be able to get through this a whole lot. As Brother Davis said, some of us will and some of us won't. We plan on being a part of those that will so we can reestablish the overall collective prudence that's necessary for us to reengage the sustainable universe that has been given us at no price at all. You don't have to pay for your birthright. So I want to just thank you all, Brother Davis. Thank you for a great show. Thank you all for that call, Roz, Seth, and all of you that are listening. Many of you have, and we're going to come back, God willing, tomorrow. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And right after Tando Radio Show, the New Abolitionist Radio Show will be coming on right after us. Check that out. And we will, God willing, we'll talk to you soon. Much love, much respect, peace. Talk to you soon.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
slicing cake.
That the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up.